People on Twitter keep putting out this rumor telling my life. Like, everybody know me and Ebony grew up together, knowing damn well, doggone well, that we ain't never hooked up. Mm-hmm. Now, we had, like, this brother and sister thing. We've been, like tight. I'm talking about, like, because, and another thing, Ebony used to do stand-up comedy. So we would have to go on the road and stuff and hit the road all the time. So we spent a lot of time, but we would double date.
You ever share hotels?
I was married. My wife used to be with us.
Have you ever shared a hotel room?
Yeah. Like in the same bed or like?
No, it was a double bed.
We never slept in the same bed.
Never.
No foot to head?
Spoon.
We've
never slept in the same bed.
Spoon.
I think one time it was one bed and you slept on the floor. You're like, I'm cool.
Now, Rick, dog.
When was that? Was that Atlanta?
Yeah, somewhere in Atlanta, yeah.
Hey, Rick, you ever thought about it like?
No.
Come on,
Rob. No, dog. I was trying to get her to hook me up with Tasha, her line sister.
When you was married?
That was after we had broke up.
I've been around both of y'all a long time and a lot of time.
20 years.
Yeah, 20 years with me and Ricky, and a long time. You know, been around Ebony, have spent a lot of time with her. I just can't imagine a worse combination of people.
why you say the worst?
Because I know what each one of y'all likes. You know what I'm saying? I've been around you with your chicks. I've been around her with her dudes, and there's not a work for everybody listening. There are two people not meant for each other more than y'all.
But people think just because we grew up together and we know each other real good, we went to high school, ran in the same circle, went to all the clubs, all the parties, from high school parties till we was old enough to get in the club.
Sometimes that makes it work, though, because y'all know it makes each other tick.
Crack.
No,
you've been around both
that
of them,
boy,
too.
Let me tell you what she did one time.
She bought a boyfriend over my house or whatever.
Oh, don't start this.
She kept kissing the dude like every five minutes. This dude right here, this is like one of the favorite guys that Ebony dated that I really like. I'm like, Ebony, please make
it
work.
He's the one that made the steak and the potatoes for me. He likes me still.
So it's like, man, like, dude, I said, Ebony, stop kissing the dude like every 5 minutes. That's a ton of you keep all that affection.
You're doing too much.
You're doing the most. That would drive me crazy.
That's why we ain't together.
If y'all was together, it would be domestic.
Man, I swear.
Out.
Right. But you know what, though? But Ebony, I mean, the money doesn't change it. Because, I mean, when Ricky having money now, it doesn't make him look better.
His debit card don't go through. I would never see that money. Let's go to the farm.
Good morning.
Miss McGee.
Good morning.
Come on. Now, this Ebony's beautiful mother on the phone. And she will attest to the fact that it ain't never been nothing between us, right?
Well,
Mama!
I've often wondered, I have to really be honest, because I know that when Ebony was in school, there were several times that she wanted to take road trips, and her father and I really said no, but she wanted to take road trips with Ricky anyway, and I just didn't understand it.
I wanted to be a comedian.
And, well, I'll just give you an example. You know, you went to Florida.
Panama City?
One of them.
And you were the opening person for Ricky doing comedy. And you got booed off the stage.
That was in Mississippi. Yeah, that was in Mississippi.
And I said, great, she's through with comedy. She's through with Ricky Smiley. And, you know, I guess you went because your feelings were really hurt. But then you came back home, and then it was no more comedy for a while, at least a year or so. But Ricky kept pulling at you. I'm saying, Ebony, why is Ricky wanting you to go with him everywhere he goes?
She fun, man.
Miss McGee, this Special K.
Hi, Special K.
Your other favorite person on the show. Anyway, but at the end of the day, do you think Ricky would make like a good son-in-law? All things considered.
Well, you know what? I have to be honest. Yes.
Mama, come on.
Ricky has a lot of good traits. Ricky knows and loves God. Okay? So at least I know my daughter will have someone that knows the right way
to go
in life. Ricky loves family. Ricky loves children. And you know what? He just has a special heart. You see all these good traits in people, and with the wisdom that I have, and I can say I have it because the Lord gave it to me.
Right.
You know who will make a good companion for your daughter. But you know what? That's up to Ricky and Ebony.
Uh-uh.
I'll tell you, Ricky, that and you know this, I don't have to tell you,
did you put
when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing.
Yes, that's right. Now, Ms. McGee, what song, and this thing's really got spirit, what song that put on your heart this morning?
Nothing. All right.
Ms. McGee, did a song pop up in your heart when you woke up this morning?
Well, when I woke up this morning, my mind stayed on Jesus.
Yes, ma'am. Let him use you.
Yes.
Let him use
you. She ain't going to sing.
Ms. McGee.
She just told you the name of the song. That's enough.
Ms. McGee.
Love you, Mom.
Love you.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show.